I just think that the technical amendments need to be made, and we need to ask the question of whether they are in fact technical amendments or more than that. No agenda here. I think it's probably a good idea that it goes back to the subcommittee. I support the motion.
Representative Courtney?
Okay, Mr. Speaker, let's bring it back. And Mr. Chair.
Well, now that I've heard the amendments, they don't sound substantive. They sound technical. So does somebody want to move the amendments before we try to bring it back? Well, the motion before us is to send it back.
Chair, do we have the amendments?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we didn't get the amendments up till about 11 o'clock this morning because of some computer problems down in Legislative Council. And I think it would be wise to have the amendments written out for the committee's consideration prior to bringing it back to the full committee.
Any objection to 5.3 coming back?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm going to move for unanimous consent. I want to move for suspension of the rule for immediate reconsideration of House Bill 3371, having voted on the prevailing side.
You did vote on the prevailing side.
I did vote on the prevailing side.
Yeah, he was. He was like you. He was the one no vote, remember?
6-1. 3371 was.
He prevailed. Needed 7 to carry the day.
You're moving reconsideration?
I am moving suspension of the rules for immediate reconsideration of House Bill 3371.
Representative Minnis moves reconsideration of the vote by which 3371 failed to pass. Further discussion? Not clerk, call the roll.
Is this on the motion to reconsider?
Reconsider.
Thank you. Baum?
Yes.
Bauman? Brian?
Yes.
Calhoun? Laurie?
Yes.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. Bill's back before us. The chair would move reconsideration by which Senate Bill 1071 failed to pass.
Move now from 3371 to 1071.
That's correct. No, I'm just moving reconsideration. It doesn't take a suspension of the rules to get reconsideration.
Well, that's why I had the chief.
Yeah. I mean, it's been reconsidered, but it's still, a motion had not been made on.
It's on the agenda.
3371. It's on the table. But I have now moved 1071. Reconsideration of 1071.
Which you can still do.
Yes.
What's the vote required? It's majority.
Yes, majority.
Perhaps the minister didn't have to make the motion on 3371 for suspension of the rules.
You could have moved it today.
4-0.
I just did that this
morning.
That's right.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
and he was the only one that could do it.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I don't believe that your ruling is correct, having spoken with the chief clerk, as I understand it. The original motion to ask for unanimous consent, which was the motion on the part of Representative Miller with reference to Senate Bill 404, was unanimous consent to change his vote. The next motion, which is an option to any member of the committee, is the motion for suspension of the rules for the purpose of changing the vote. The motion to suspend the rules takes a two-third majority of the committee.
I do not remember a motion to change the rules ever being made.
I'm just saying that in my motion on 3371 was for suspension of the rules for immediate reconsideration of House Bill 3371. That same motion is available to any member of the committee, regardless of whether on the prevailing side or not.
That's correct.
For suspension of the rules for immediate reconsideration of Senate Bill 404, should that be made. And that requires a two-thirds majority vote, not a simple majority.
I'm sorry, I don't see your point, Representative
Minnis. The point is it's been said that 404 is just simply dead because you voted no, and that's not true. If two-thirds of this committee votes for suspension of the rules for immediate reconsideration of Senate Bill 404 and two-thirds of this committee vote for it, then it can be immediately reconsidered and subsequent motion to pass it to the floor over the objections of the chair.
Absolutely.
Just a point of clarification.
So
Your motion is still proper. He did it a different way on his bill. Your motion is still proper, and he did it a different way on 3370.
That requires, what, two-thirds of the full committee or two-thirds of the members present?
Two-thirds of the...
I think we have 1071 before us.
Motion to reconsider.
Voted to reconsider on 1071.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Clark.
I have some questions on 1071, and I have some questions on 404, and I guess I would be interested not in what the House rules provide in relationship to Senate Bill 404, but what the Chair's intent is in relationship to Senate Bill 404 and this committee and allowing me to cast a vote on that bill.
404 is at the bottom of the agenda, the Chair's agenda. 1071 is before us at this moment. We'll go from 1071 to see whether or not we can get 1071 out. Then from 1071, we'll probably go to 3371 to see whether or not we can get that out. And then if we can get that out, we'll go to 404, see whether or not we can have some discussions about sending it back to sub today to have it put in a more palatable form.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I understand. Isn't the motion to reconsider not debatable?
You are right.
So I'd call the question.
Yeah.
Motion to reconsider 1071.
Reconsider 1071. Clerk, call the roll.
Baum?
No.
Talmadge? Bryan?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Hallory? Clark?
No.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
No.
Menes?
No.
Chair Mason?
So short one.
Roy votes no.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Menes.
Could you, for as a point of parliamentary inquiry, explain to us what the current status of 1071 is?
1071 is now in limbo, and I think we need a 5-minute recess.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's recess.
Okay. Failed to pass.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
What an objection to the motion. Under Mason's, the motion to reconsider is only available once.
Well, we just, it's only been one.
Isn't that in terms of...
It's only been one.
3371.
We just...
3371?
1071.
It's not debatable.
No.
Oh, wait, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Chair, move from 3371 to 1071,
Mr. Chair,
real quick.
There's never been a motion made on 3371. This is the first motion of reconsideration on 3371.
All right.
Move the question, Mr. Chair.
Clerk, call the roll on reconsideration 3371.
Excuse me, was this, we had already passed the motion to reconsider 3371.
No, it was 1071.
The motion that I made was for suspension of the rules for immediate reconsideration.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Aren't we now
the
to the main
The proper
question?
Motion would be...
The main motion should be...
Main motion would be pass 3371.
Wait a minute. No.
That's right. As amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
That's a matter of Representative Baum.
Hey, Representative Evansman, do you have the same understanding? We vote on 1071.
That's right. This is 3371.
And now we've got a motion to reconsider 3371.
No.
We had that before. All we did was put it on the agenda. That's all.
To suspend the rules.
Do we ever vote on 3371?
That was your motion before he moved. Then he jumped to 1071.
That's right.
Okay.
3371 is proper.
3371 was voted on. We motion to reconsider that passed. And you moved to 1071 real quick before he went to the full merits on the bill. And then we, and that one failed. Motion reconsideration, 1071 failed. All right, I'm with you.
So we're to the merits on this vote.
Yes.
Thank you.
3371. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Bryan?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Lori?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
All right,
thank
you.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Menes?
No.
Aye. Any objections going back to 1071 now?
Mr. Chairman,
I don't think we can.
Mr. Chairman, no objection.
Wait a minute.
Objection
hold
it. Parliamentary inquiry.
You have to.
The
fire
is on
our way up.
Said he can't do that.
Can't do what?
The bill is dead.
The bill's dead. You've lost most of the bill's dead.
Go ahead, Representative Mannix.
As I recall,
reconsideration can be brought up two times on a bill. It's been brought up once, and a prevailing side person can bring up reconsideration one more time. That's my understanding.
Mr. Chairman, parliamentary inquiry, and I've asked the chief clerk to come here.
Mr. Chair, can a bill ever die in committee? I mean, aside from being tabled? I mean, I know this is a floor procedure.
Oh, the bill has been brought back.
The bill is procedurally dead.
Normal committee, we could vote on the bill down 10 times.
Representative Maness, why don't you appeal the ruling in the chair?
I am. That's why we have the chief clerk coming.
Representative Maness's appeal of the chair.
What is your ruling, by the way?
The bill is before us.
So, okay.
Voting to uphold your ruling, correct, Mr. Chair?
Vote is to uphold the chair's ruling.
Correct.
So what?
Yes is up to uphold.
Yes is to uphold, the no is to override.
Yeah, although it takes a majority, the no is to override.
I think the chair is beyond the rule.
How about another?
No, that's the way it is. It takes a majority to override.
Right, but I'm just...
Majority of the committee or the majority of those present?
Well, I just... Maybe
this means that once you made your decision, the motion to reconsider, and you didn't file notice, there's a doctor.
Yeah.
You got to do it in the minority.
Is this debatable? Is this debatable to when the chair's challenged or not, Mr. Chair? I'm sure I'm not a...
Chairman?
Representative Maness.
Chairman, I withdraw my original motion. I'll make the motion to suspend the rules for the purpose of sending Senate Bill 1071 back to the subcommittee from which it came.
Any objection?
Okay. Now, what we got to do? 404.
Yeah.
Chair moves to reconsider the vote by which 404 failed to pass.
Now, it's hoped that 404 will go back to subcommittees. I have that.
I can't speak for the committee. I can just let me tell you what will happen if it does. It'll come out the same way. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck.
I would like to see it back just for a little while. Okay.
I'm willing to take it back, but I don't know what the rest of them will do.
Any objection to reconsideration? There are none. So our Representative Courtney moves Senate Bill 404 back to his subcommittee. Any objection? Representative Clark.
I want to just state an objection and the reason for it.
I'm sorry, Representative Clark. It's not been a good day.
I understand that. I understand that. And the first time this bill came around and came back up to full, we were contacted by some folks from the governor's office, and people said, we think you didn't take a careful enough look at this, and would it go back to committee? And I said in full committee last week that I wouldn't oppose that. And we went back, and we had testimony from folks, and we scratched our heads and thought about whether we really wanted to do this, and decided that, yes, this is really what we wanted to do. And, in fact, we changed the bill as it had been here last week to provide that you could still expunge arrests, but not convictions, and we exempted out some other juvenile stuff. So the committee has looked at that issue fairly carefully. I missed the earlier fireworks, and so I don't know the basis of the chair's strong objection to what we're getting ready to do, but it just seems to me that the committee has looked at the issue, and I guess I agree with Representative Courtney, with no disrespect to the chair, it's a good faith attempt by the committee to deal with an issue that was in front of us. So I personally don't see the reason for the bill to come back to sub.
I, Representative Courtney, I would appreciate if it did, though. Objection? Anything further come before the committee?
Hope not.
Chair?
Yes, Representative Calhoun?
I ask consent.
You want to bring up guns?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I'd like to suspend the rules and bring the gun bill back and adjourn the meeting, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I'd ask unanimous consent that I'd be allowed to enter affirmative votes on Senate Bill 562.
Question.
Senate Bill 924 and Senate Bill 708.
I already made that motion earlier for a couple minutes.
Any objections?
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
a minute ago, apparently I started out my comments by saying I wanted to state an objection. What? It was not an objection, capital O. That was I wanted to state a concern.
And would anybody else like to join on 562-924 and
808 that weren't here?
708.
Representative Clark, are you here?
For which one? I'm sorry.
Sparky the dog.
I was not for Sparky the dog.
Okay. Would you like to join Representative Calhoun's motion?
I would. Yes.
Okay. Any objection? I hope we're adjourned.
It's Friday.
I want to talk about this.